Yeah, you were just watching an Iraq match, Jawiya playing, right?
Yeah, they played in the Champions League for Asia against Sabahan. I think, and it was all Ali Jassim, I think, in my opinion. Like he got them 2 goals, very decent performance. It's
It's
like.
a weird one with Ali, man. He's a player with so much talent, but somehow managed to potentially ruin his career. Hopefully, he gets another move at some point to a club abroad. But yeah, I don't know how I feel about him staying in Iraq, or hopefully it's just for the time being. I didn't get to watch the game, unfortunately. I was working on the Abdullah Hamid interview that should be out very, very soon. I just finished translating everything. Bro, crazy, crazy story, I swear. I could that interview was in Arabic, so the majority of the fans, nearly all the fans that follow my page, would have been able to access the content. But the story is so crazy that I was like, I need to bring this to a global audience, because I'll reckon one day they'll make a movie about this. Like,
Fair enough.
it's one of them ones, man. It's messed up, bro. That poor kid, wallah. But anyway, I'll leave that as a kind of like a teaser for you guys to check out the full interview. Anyway, Muhammad, let's not keep this too long. Let's jump straight into the crux of the matter. What did you make of Iraq versus India and Iraq versus Thailand?
So for the India game, I felt like we started very poorly, in my opinion, and they started to grow in confidence and like flat, the goal, the first goal, it was, I think Frans Potros decided to do an offside trap, but there was no communication. And then, but then, like, they fought back and they got the penalty, which gave Ali Hamadi his first international goal, which was a very good moment for him. And then, the second half, I think, was much improved performance. He obviously brought on, he made some subs at half time. Zidane came on, and Amin Hamowi had a very positive impact in the game. But then Jalal's catastrophic errors, I think what to forget for him. And then Amin somehow won a penalty, which I don't think the Indian fans like. And
Was that
I don't
penalty?
think. I think he got into a tussle with two of their defenders, so I think it's a penalty, although I don't think they agree.
Nah, no way. Honestly, yeah. Sometimes you just gotta put your hand up and say, if that happened against my team, I'd be devastated. It weren't a penalty. But were you concerned? Let's look at it from a different perspective. Having seen that match, are you concerned about that performance?
At first sight, yes, but I think Casas will putting the touches to improve it, I think, in my opinion. I think it was all right. Like not a 10 out of 10, let's say, but
But definitely wasn't a 10 out of 10, let's be honest.
no way, no way.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I like, obviously the result wasn't amazing. It wasn't exactly a great performance, but I think a lot of people were kind of making a bigger
Underwhelmed,
deal than it actually is. I feel like the game didn't go as planned. Casas will be the first to say that. But bro, like at the end of the day, it's a friendly tournament, right? We're there to trial new tactics. That's why he went with four at the back of this game. We're there to trial new players. There's a lot of players in this game that hadn't featured in the last couple of games. People like Bashar, Frans Bottros, again coming into the setup as a centre back with two at the back. Rabin being brought back. It was a lot of changes. We can't pretend that this is the starting 11 that will start in the Asian Cup. Fans need to be realistic, and they also need to be patient. I understand the frustrations. I do. Like, India are not the one of the best teams in Asia, but I think they're a lot better than people give them credit. So we also need to like put this into context. They're not a bad team. They pass the ball really, really well. But at the end of the day, like to them, this was a World Cup final, and I said this, and I got bear hate on there. The Indians definitely didn't like me saying that, but I'm being real. Yeah, this was a huge game for them. Like, Muhammad, you run the Twitter account alongside me. You saw the interactions that we were getting,
Yeah.
and they're crazy, bro. Like, they were adamant for like weeks leading up to the game, bombarding us with like warnings, racially abusive tweets, all sorts. Like, this meant a lot to them, and even though even their players, sorry, it meant
Yeah.
just as much to them. And you saw in the way they turned up, they were on it. But if you look at the Iraq team, I don't think we shared the same enthusiasm, let's say. Maybe we should have. But yeah, I think to us it was a friendly, and there was a kind of trial and error kind of thing.
Yeah, like especially the back four, they've never played, not a single one of them has played with the, like, I don't think they've ever played with each other. Like
Yeah.
Hussein Ali had a debut,
Yeah.
Mirchas came back, and yeah, Lebin, of course. Yeah.
What do you think of this whole thing where we're playing centre backs, like France at centre back, for example, Ali Adnan at centre back? Like, these are full backs or wing backs, but now they're playing centre back. What do you make of that?
I think if it's a back three, I think it's manageable, but like, see, for Ferran Potros, I think he has experience in like a right centre back role in a back three. I think even Katniss trialed it,
But
but
also one match against, I think, Vietnam, where we got
yeah.
demolished in the first 20 minutes.
So I don't know if that's the long term plan for Casas, but
Yeah. It's
or it's like he
crazy.
has a shortage of centre backs.
Yeah, I think I said this previously, and Ali Hamadi got upset with me for saying this, actually. And so did Bashar, to be fair. But, bro, like, at the end of the day, I need to say my thoughts on football. Yeah. Because that's what people follow me for. I'm not going to sit here just saying what players want to hear. I'm gonna be real. I think Casas is looking at the squad and is highlighting two glaring issues. Number one, the centre back situation is crazy, and I think he knows he has a serious problem there. I think the only player he for sure will start is Saad Natak, and I think now with Rebin coming back, he's the other kind of missing piece to the jigsaw. There is one other guy that should have been starting, but he decided to piss off and play for Belgium, the Snake. That's not going to be an option.
Oh.
But to be fair, based on what I'm reading nowadays, like, it sounds like he's regretting that decision. So who knows? Maybe a couple of years down the line, he'll come to his senses. But yeah, I think that the centre back situation is peak. I don't think he particularly rates Mounaf or Ali Fares, although I think
I think he tried the Mathias Artean as well, but I don't know if he's convinced of him completely,
I
but
think it's early days on Massais.
yeah.
But yeah, we'll see on that sense. But that's the first issue. And I spoke to Gare, when I went to Spain to speak to Casas, I talked to him about this exact same topic. I thought, listen, what's going on? Why are you bringing back fullbacks? And he was like, do you know what? Like, Ali Adnan, his experience, I think he can play that role. He reads the game well. And maybe that can be a solution. We'll see. I reckon you can play Ali Adnan in a back three or so back five, and he's the third centre back. That might work with like Saad Natak and Rebin, or let's say Saad Natak and France. But yeah, would you have Ali Adnan in a back two? I wouldn't risk it. I think that's a real concern. And at the same time, I think the other issue that this couple of friendly matches highlighted for us is going forward, man. I love Ali Hamadi. I think he's a quality player, but realistically, he's only played what, half a season of professional football. To put all that pressure on a young guy like that, I think is deep. And I hope he gets a goal or two, and that'll kind of get his confidence back this season. But yeah, I mean, can we go into the Asian Cup with Ali as our real only outlet to score goals? I don't think that's a good
I
solution.
think it, like putting all the pressure on him to be the main man,
Yeah,
firing
that guy.
knockout stages, yeah. I
Yeah.
don't think it's the best solution right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, so then that leaves what, Amen? I mean,
Amen. Yeah, he gets goals, but like
he
his
gets goals.
overall
Look, I'm not gonna lie,
performance.
look, Amen, he has a job. He can offer you something in the squad.
Yeah.
Should he be starting? I don't think so. Do I think he's going to get you goals against big teams like Japan? Hell no. But his role, like, he might bully, for example, the Indonesian defense. He might even get you a penalty against the likes of Vietnam, where his presence is there. Bro, Amen, say what you want about him. Tactically, he'll work the channels,
Yeah,
he'll
for
make
sure.
defenders work hard, he'll make his presence felt. He's fast, he's strong. He's not a goal scorer, he never has been. So yeah, that's a bit concerning. So we have Ali, you have Amen, and I think that last spot is up for grabs, you know. I can't see Mimi being back in time. I spoke to
There's
Kappas, he told me he's signing for a club in Serbia, but
nothing's been confirmed
I
yet.
saw Casas on the 30th of August, and he told me he was signing the next day. Still nothing. I don't
So,
know what's
yeah.
happened. It's been nearly 3 weeks.
There's obviously Pashang and Mohsin and, I mean,
Yeah, so
Hamawi.
that leaves Pashang. How different is what Pashang offers compared to Amen? I don't know. I don't think we've
Yeah.
seen much yet to be able to actually make a decision. Ammar Mohsin, we haven't seen much of him as well. What does Casas make of them too? I think, yeah, there's so many question marks there, man, as well.
We saw a few, I
Baffling.
think
I
there's some
think,
rumors, yeah.
bro, Arsenal lost him. He's a baller, bro. I liked him.
Yeah,
Where he.
he could also be an option, yeah. I saw
Yeah.
some.
But he's vanished. He's no longer even in contention.
Yeah. There's also a few days ago, there's rumors of Hussein Lawundi, like they're on the
Yeah.
23 guy. He could
Yeah.
also be someone Casas can look to, but yeah, it's a tough situation, in my
To be
opinion.
fair though, based on the Lawandi situation, like based on what I've seen from Casas, what I've talked to Casas about, I think this Asian Cup, especially with the pressure that's building up on him from the media, because I think, so people don't know this, I haven't really said this. That Casas interview, I didn't organize it. Bro, Casas called me and told me let's do this interview. He called it. He asked for this interview. And part of me thinks he must be feeling the pressure a little bit. And
For
I
sure,
think
yeah.
he wanted to actually get his say in the media because he must be seeing all the crap that's being said.
Every day there's pundits and analysts saying
Yeah, and
stuff,
bro, I'll
yeah.
be honest with you. Yeah. 99% of these pundits are donkeys. They don't know anything about football. So
True.
they're waffling. They're waffling and they're talking bollocks. And then Casas ends up feeling the pressure from that. So I think that pressure is number one why he requested that interview. He wanted to have someone he can trust that he could actually share that message with the fans. But number two, I think it's also why he's been kind of going back to the experienced players. That's why I
Yeah.
think he's recalled players like Ali Adnan, players like Bashar,
Maybe, yeah.
Abin, who else has he brought back as well?
I just players that he can rely on, essentially.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get with them. It might not be 10 out of 10, but you know what you're going to get with Robin Solanke. You know what you're going to get with Frans Bodros, right? I can't see him taking a risk on somebody like Lawendi. Can I see him bringing in Yusuf Amin? Possibly. But Yusuf Amin, I think, is a bit more of a, let's say, an exciting player than Lawendi.
Playmaker, yeah, something
Yeah,
like
I
that.
think he could bring something different. But one thing for sure is I think in terms of the center of the pitch, he's got a very good idea as to what he wants.
Obviously, we didn't get to see Zidane that much because of the red card,
Mate, I'm not
but I
lying.
think he's a
The way I
starter for
started
sure.
laughing with that red card was crazy, wallah. Like the
Oh.
way he took that bread's head off. I started sending Zidane memes afterwards, man. He was laughing. He says he was trying to go for the ball. I don't believe him one bit.
And the thing is, it wasn't the first time on the game they tried to like try get under his skin. Like, I think there was like an incident earlier on, and there was a fight broke out and stuff. But
Yeah.
then that
Bro,
ends
do you
up
know
with the
what?
red
Yeah,
card.
I love that about Z. I love his he doesn't look it. I when you chill with him, he's a very quiet guy, man. But on the pitch, he's got this kind of tenacity and this little kind of this devilishness to him. I like it. And I want to see more of it. But as long as he's not getting sent off, that is. But anyway, that's the India game. The Thailand game, I don't think it was much better, you know.
Don't think the performance was, yeah.
Yeah.
We got a bear in the second half, but I think first half we struggled from the start to finish, in my opinion.
Yeah, when I spoke to the boys afterwards, man, they told me, listen, whatever you want to say, that pitch was terrible. And they couldn't
Yeah.
pass the ball well. They had to rely on like long balls. And obviously that plays into the other opposition's hands. But for us, obviously, it restricted how we can play. But I think, yeah, the biggest issue right now for us as a team is just the lack of like settlement. We're making too many changes. He's trying to find a solution to the striker problem. He's trying to find a solution to the centre back problem. And there's a lot of trial and error going on, and the team just can't kind of bond and find that chemistry. I think like with the Jordan Cup coming up, I think it's time to like he needs to make decisions now, Casas, and just decide, all right, this is what we're gonna go with. These are gonna be the main personnel. Let's just get them playing together, kind of finding each other on the pitch, understanding how each other move, the formation that we want to play. I think it's time where we have to just settle down because like just, there's too many changes now. And I understand why he did it,
She's
but
not convinced
we can't stay like this, man. We can't stay like this. There's not many games left until the World Cup qualifiers start. Isn't it like this tournament here? Then it's the next window, no?
yeah, in November. November we play Vietnam and one of Indonesia or Brunei.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
mean,
so he
Vietnam's
doesn't
not an easy
have
game. Vietnam's not an easy game. I think
it's
that
away,
we
yeah.
should walk, but bro, Vietnam are a decent team. I don't care what anyone says. So that's gonna be interesting, and I think this is the last kind of opportunity for really to get the players playing and to find out who is our best opportunity. I'm not gonna lie, if we play badly in this tournament, then I'm gonna be worried.
Yeah.
But yeah, the King's Cup in Thailand, I think it's a bit too early to panic. So let's see. For the coming tournament in Jordan, there's like rumors new players are gonna be added. Who have you heard is gonna be included?
So the FA have completed the, I think they're on the process of completing the papers of Daniel Saeed and Muntada Majid.
Yeah.
I think those two are big, in my opinion, very big additions on the wing areas, especially because I think we struggled in that area in, against India. And then we'll see, probably Ali Jassim could get the nod as well,
Yeah.
unless he has connections with the Olympic team, who also have qualifiers and preparations and stuff for the Olympics. Well, yeah, I think he's going to try one or two new centre backs as well. My opinion,
Who
with the return of,
do
he could switch for like Zayd Tahsin or like
you think? Yeah.
Hamoud Mish'aan or something like
I like Zaid, but listen, what's you watch the Iraqi League for some reason.
that.
You're a big fan of Mohamed Bakr, right?
I think I was watching the game today. He was very impressive, in my opinion.
Bro, the things I've heard about this guy, I swear to God, yeah. All of them rave about him. Zidane, Cardo, Alex, Doski, Martin. I've asked them all about they call him
Muhammad.
Era for some reason, yeah. Or Mohamed Bakr is his real name. He plays for Jawiya. I'm like, boys, like, what's this guy's situation? Are they all tell me, bro, this guy will be good enough to play in the Premier League. In fact, he is right now. He can do everything. But well, he was out injured for a while, innit?
Yeah, I only came back on like the last stage of the season, and
Yeah, so what's his form been like since he's come back?
oh, tremendous in my opinion. In the league, I think also in the FA Cup run. I think he was a like a big part from and then winning the FA Cup, and like his aerial duels, he wins most of them when I see him.
Yeah.
And then he's a great leader, of course, for someone that young. I think he was the captain of the under 23 team under Miroslav Skoko.
Yeah. It's
I
mad.
think good qualities.
He's not even been invited by Casas. It's strange. I think if he comes in and does a job, bro, he solves a lot of issues for us. But yeah, I don't know, man. He's one to watch. And then Zayd Tahsin obviously being the other one. Other than that, I'm not sure what else we can do, man. Like, yeah, it's a waiting game. If we look at Muntadhar, I think he's an exciting player. He's an exciting player, but would you rather bring him? Would you rather bring Yusuf Amin? Would you rather put Ali out wide? Like, what do you do?
I think Muntadhar's situation with his club right now is a bit,
Yeah.
I think it's a bit confusing. They haven't playing with the reserve team currently because I think the manager, he plays with like a wing backs right now instead of wingers. Yeah, and Muntada is struggling to get into the team, so we'll see. But I think Casas is really he really wants him in the team. But yeah, it was still yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know if we should like put all our cards in Muntada because he's still only 18 years old and only like only the last few months he's like started playing first team football. So
All right, let's leave that discussion aside then. Let me ask you about the coming tournament in Jordan. So there's four teams: Iraq, Qatar, Jordan, and Iran. Our first game is with Qatar, and then depending on what happens in that game and the other fixture between Iran and Jordan, the winner of our game plays the winner of the other one, and then that will be the final of the Jordan Cup, and then it'll be the losers of the other two games. They play each other. We're playing Qatar first. Can we beat them?
I don't see why we can't, to be honest, because I don't think Qatar are exactly in the best place either. I think they've had a tough start under Carlos Queiroz. So, but we're also in a transitional period right now. So I
I
can't predict
mean,
results right
say
now.
transitional period, bro. Like, Casas has been here for, it's been what, 9 months?
Year, yeah, around a year, 9 months.
So, no, a little bit over 9 months. Yeah, around the year, you're right. They've not had anywhere near the same amount of time that we've had. They've had way less than us. So I think we should be able to actually be more settled than they are. But yeah, I don't know. They didn't have a great World Cup, and they haven't exactly done amazingly well under Kirosh. So it'll be interesting to see how those two teams do. It will be also like a good indicator as to like what's to be expected come the Asian Cup. If we beat Qatar, probably gonna play Iran, right?
Yeah, ideally you want to play the best team in that tournament. I think it'd be a very good preparation for like the knockout stages, especially.
Can we beat Iran, do you reckon?
So yeah, they also have a new manager. I think he's only had 2 games with they've only had 2 games with him. But I see. I think it depends on Casas and what he sees as best. But I don't see why we can't beat any team right now.
Do you rate Casas?
I think as a manager and all the work he's done, I think it's I don't know, it's tough right now
You
because
seem hesitant. Like, where's the hesitation coming from?
I think because the system, especially right now, I don't see how it can work against the big opponents, especially.
What, as
But
in the tactics?
pretty much.
I mean, let's look at some of the games recently. Against Colombia, we played really well, right? We lost 1-0 after Humam disaster class when he came on, but I think we not went toe to toe. Kevin didn't get injured in that game. I reckon we would have won that, to be honest, or at least got a decent result, like a draw. We went toe to toe with Russia in the first half, could have won there. We won the Gulf Cup. We also played it was Ecuador where we draw.
Yeah, Ecuador.
I mean, bro, we've played big teams, you know. Like, we've had two stinkers, yeah, all right, against Thailand and India. And suddenly Casas is a bad manager.
No, I don't think he's a
I'm not
bad
talking about you,
manager
I'm
at
not talking
all.
about you. I'm just mean like the way the media's turned on Casas is crazy. Like, where is this coming from?
It's all the local managers that think they're
No, but then
analysts.
you see, like, I know it's a son of Kaneichi, but when you start seeing that so people who don't know who that is, there's this one guy on Twitter who just hates anything to do with the expats. But he's kind of made a re-emergence on Twitter. He's been out for a while and he came back. And he just like personifies all the nonsense you see against Casas and the expat players. But to be fair, let's actually look at some of the questions, man. I've got my phone here. Let's start going through some of these questions and answering them. So, let's try to find them.
I saw a lot asking about Kevin Yaqub and can he return for the
To
Egypt?
be
Well, I
fair,
think it's...
good question, good question. So, Kevin Yaqub's situation, he could actually be back in time for the Asian Cup. He could, but he won't. He's been told he can actually, if he really works hard, he can be back between 6 to 9 months. He's made the decision to take as much time as possible to ensure that he's 100% before returning. You know, this is not a joke. He's been out for a while. He's just come back from the same injury. He doesn't want to risk it again. So, like, I'm completely on board with that.
Even if he like returns,
Again?
even if he like returns, I don't think he'll have the match fitness because
Yeah,
that's,
there's no
yeah.
point. There's no point. Let him take his time, come back stronger than ever. Ronaldo analyst asks, what's the chance of seeing Nuh Darwish play for Iraq? I actually asked Kassas that in the interview. I think that'll be in the next episode that comes out. That'll be soon. Stay tuned for that. Let's see what Kassas said. Did Mimi complete his move to Europe? No, we discussed that already. He was still waiting on that. He's supposed to be moving to Serbia. Do you think Iraq will be in the final in the Asian Cup?
Too
Nah.
early. I'd say it's too
Probably
early
not.
for
I'll be
this.
real, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not. If we can get to the quarterfinal, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Specifically because the route we have is so difficult. Like, it's a killer path. We have to play some very difficult teams and
You most likely face South Korea in the round of 16 if you come second against
Yeah.
Japan.
And
Yeah.
if we
So,
come first, what does that look like?
not too sure, but. I've seen people say if we come third, that's the best route because I think we play Qatar or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So it's not looking ideal, but let's like Kassas said in the interview that we did with him, we'll take it match by match. But at the end of the day, that the Asian Cup's not really the goal. The real goal is in what, 4 years' time. We want to be going to the, or 3 years' time, I should say. We want to be going to the World Cup. That's ultimately what he was brought in for. Anything we do in this Asian Cup is going to be a bonus. And I completely agree with that, you know. There's a lot of work that Iraqi football needs, and this is a transitional team. So we've got to be patient. Why, after such a promising Gulf Cup, do you think Casas insists on bringing many expat players way below required level in the side, causing us to draw to India and Thailand? Shout out.
I wonder who sent that question.
I wonder who, yeah. So to be fair, I'll answer this, you know. The main reason is that the Gulf Cup was not a real representation of the quality of teams that we are going to play in the Asian Cup. The Gulf Cup was against a limited number of teams within the Khalid. Some of them, a lot of them, were missing key players such as Saudi Arabia, Qatar, etc. So he needs better quality players. Therefore, he's turned to players that he thinks are better quality. He didn't rely on the local players, and he's brought in newer players that he thinks are better. That's why we're seeing this. I mean, if this is son of Katanic, and I doubt it is, to be fair, because he used to have very good grammar, and this account doesn't. It must be somebody else. Yeah, this person, if it is the same person, was very happy with the with Casas back then. Trust the manager, man. Like, this is the thing. Football fans are fickle. I need to understand this. Fans will switch like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Trust the Casas then, bro. Trust the process. Trust the process. Let the guy work. Let him do his thing, and let's have a conversation in 3 or 4 years. But this is the thing that kills me. Yeah, the same people that are talking about Casas were the ones saying, "Oh, we should have kept Katinic. We should have given him more time. Shouldn't have got rid of him." Okay, so why are we making the same mistake? If we got rid of Katinic too early, be patient. Shut up. Let Casas do his work. We'll have a conversation after the World Cup qualifiers then. Or at least wait for the Asian Cup to finish. Two bad games in which we won both of them against India and Thailand. And people are spouting nonsense, bro. Shut up. Shut up. I ain't got time for idiots like this. But anyway, let's run through some other questions just so I can kind of try to answer as many as I can. Right. We've only got 7 minutes left. Have FIFA confirmed home qualifiers for the World Cup they played in Iraq? I threw this question over to Casas. He said we're playing in Basra, so he
It's
must
great
have said I
news.
don't. Say
It's
again?
very good news. I think, yeah, that would be a big positive for us,
Yeah, so that's
especially.
literally why I asked Casas. I was like, "What do you think that would mean for us?" He goes, "Yeah, obviously it's going to be good." So yeah, that's something nice to know. Who do you think is this is from Just Hamoud 10 on Instagram. Who do you think is the best Iraqi talent under 19? Who do you think?
Under 19, so what was that? What does that qualify? Ali, you got who? Ali Haidar, Nuh Darwish. If
Yeah.
you count, if you want to count Nuh
Let's
Darwish.
not count him. Let's say players that actually are wearing the Iraq shirt.
So you got, who do you got? You have Ali
Well, I'm
Haidar
telling you, Ali Haidar's a joke. Like the
and
kid. He's just a little, he's a waste man. Like
then.
I always got a fight with him, telling him to do like extra work at the gym and stuff. But wallah, bro, this guy's a joke. Like how good he is and how talented he is. Mashallah. Like I hope he fulfills his potential, man. I'm gonna be on his case daily to make sure he does. But bro, serious baller. Serious baller. When will Cardo Sadiq return? So Cardo's in the kind of last stages of his recovery. Inshallah, he'll be back very, very soon. Can we beat Japan? Yeah, we can, man. Football, everything is possible. Best three forwards in the Iraqi national team. Does he mean strikers, or what does he mean, like, who would we have as a front three?
I think we'll do strikers. I think.
Strikers, we already discussed that. Who would you have as a front three, though? If everyone's fit, yeah, who would you have?
Does this count like a fit and firing Muhammad Ali?
Bro, I just spilt my tea all over me.
No, so does it include a firing Mimi?
Well, no, it's
Or
gonna be like realistic given the current situation. This is terrible, bro.
so
Given the
let's
current
say I.
situation.
See, Ali Al-Hamadi, of course, through the center. Then I think with his form and like his recent performances, Ali Jassim. I'll hope that Casas calls upon him, but we'll see. And
Yeah.
then on the right, probably Muntadhar or Bayesh.
Really?
So, I think Muntadhar is very highly rated, not just among the Iraqi fan base, but I think Casas, if he's willing to call upon him when he's like 18, that means he must rate him very highly.
It's a tough question, to be fair. I don't think I can answer it. I mean, if everyone was fit, I'd definitely have Kevin in there somewhere. But yeah, I don't know. It's a tough question that. Do you think the Iraq team will be strong in the future? Yeah, absolutely. I think our future can be amazing. It's one of the reasons I work so hard in terms of making sure these players have support. Is the news regarding Ali El-Moussaoui to the Portuguese league correct? To be fair, I don't actually know. I don't really have much contact with the guy. I'm not really tight with him like that, but I don't know. This guy here asks, do you think Justin Merriman will ever play for Iraq again? I mean, I think whilst Justin has kind of like unofficially retired, I reckon if Casas picks up the phone and calls him, Justin will be on it. I think Justin misses Iraq a little bit. I know Justin loves the fans, and I know he loves Iraq, and I think if he was given the opportunity to play for Iraq again, I'm sure he would take it. But it's weird because Casas doesn't really follow him, and Casas follows a lot of other players. I hope Casas reaches out to him. I did throw the question at Casas. He said that the issue right now is that the Thailand tournament was just too far for Justin to fly
Justin,
over
yeah.
to America. So he goes, it's not the right time. Maybe in the future we see Justin with the Iraq team. I hope he gets an opportunity to actually like play in Iraq, man. He deserves a good send off. He's an amazing guy, amazing footballer, and yeah, inshallah, all the best to him and his family.
I think the left wing spot, especially, I think that spot has a lot of competition for like the Ali Jassim,
One,
Ahmed
Yusuf
Farhan.
Amin,
Danilo,
Ali Hamadi can play there.
yeah, I think essentially, I think that spot has the most competition throughout the entire team.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's leave on that note there, man. Ahmed, thank you so much for joining us. Quick prediction for Iraq versus Qatar.
I give it, say, 2-1 and up,
Yeah.
hopefully. Yeah.
Okay. Up. Yeah,
Hopefully win in normal
God,
time.
I'll be ambitious. Iraq will win 3-1, all right? Iraq will win against Qatar 3-1, and we're gonna play well. Just to prove son of cat in the
Hopefully.
tree. Okay. All right. Well, listen, Muhammad, thank you so much for your time. Guys, if you're watching at home,
Nice.
please do me a big favor. Like the video, subscribe to me on YouTube, go on Spotify, or if you are listening to Spotify, subscribe there. We're trying to grow the page. We're trying to help Iraqi football develop, and we need to be able to actually reach out to you guys and to reach out to more fans. So the only way we can do this is with your help. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you to everybody who sent in their questions as well. This is Hassanein Bilal from the Iraq Football Podcast. And yalla ya Iraq. Speak to you soon. All right. That was sick.
Yes.
All right. Leave that there. I'll probably post this tomorrow.
Yeah, no
And
problem. No
yeah,
problem.
inshallah, khair, bro.
Yeah.
Yalla. Nice one, man.
All right,
Tiswala
chill.
khair, Habibi. Safe.
Nice, sir.
Nice.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.